Bezves Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Chaf Hei is applying some of the rules of minimizing a karpef to the halachos of Eruv, as well as an important application to Hilchos Mezuzah. We learned in our Gemara on Chaf Hei Amid Aleph that if one has a karpef that's larger than a beis hasayim, then adding trees is not going to take away from the shear of the karpef. Let's take a look at that psak in Shulchan Aruch and also clarify something that we had said on Daf Chav Gimel in the halacha from the daily daf based on this halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look at Shin Nun Ches Siv Dalid. Karpef Yoser Misasayim Shinata Boilanos Lamayet Aviro Lo Ave Miut. Putting down trees doesn't take away from the shear of the karpef. We discussed in the daf that if you build in the area of the karpef, of course that's going to take away. In fact, there are many opinions we saw that if you put an awning over part of it, that would be enough. But trees would not be enough. Now, in halacha from the daily daf on Chav Gimel, we did mention that what came out from many poskim is that by having an area of a park which people use by going in and out, that is considered an area that's hukaf ledira. And we even pointed out that by adding trees to an area that's hukaf ledira, that was already hukaf ledira, it doesn't make it no longer hukaf ledira, because it's used by people for shade as well, and that would be considered domestic or residential use. However, this halacha says that adding trees is not enough to remove the status of karpef. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkotim Mem Beis that the Rashba writes in Avodas HaKodesh that it's normal to have trees, we will add, in residential areas. And that's why we said a park could very well be that today does not have the din of a karpef that's going to assert in if it has certain provisions, as we discussed last time. However, at the same time, if it already is a karpef, since it's normal to have trees in a karpef as well, think about an open area. Here in Ramat Beit Shemesh, we have them from hill to hill, even sometimes between residential houses, you'll have an open area. That open area will also have trees. If there are trees over there, that doesn't make it hukaf ledira. And therefore, by adding trees to an area that was already lo hukaf ledira, then in such a case, that's not going to take away the shear. Again, we do want to emphasize that if you have an area that is hukaf ledira, trees don't make it automatically no longer hukaf ledira like planting vegetables might do. So here we go. That's the halacha. The halacha is that a karpef that's already aser, adding trees, even trees to use for shade, is not going to be enough. What's going to be the heter for the parks? So the parks is going to be that it doesn't have zra'im that are planted inside. It only has trees. Trees is not by definition something that's considered eino hukaf ledira. And if people are yotzei v'nichnas kol hazman, so then in such a case, that's a simin that it is used ledira. That is the application halacha lemaisa from our daf. One other fascinating application to this halacha comes from a totally different area that the Maharsham connected Hilchos Mezuzah to this yesod from our daf. And this is a shaila that comes up relatively often. Closets and small areas that have a doorpost, are they chayiv in mezuzah? The basic halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that if you have an area that's 4 amos by 4 amos, it is required to have a mezuzah. What happens if you have a small area, a laundry room, sometimes a walk-in closet, that has a set of shelves? In Hebrew we call it aron, that are, sometimes they're even set into the wall. Does that, and it reaches to the ceiling. Now here it might need to reach into the ceiling. Take a look at the Sefer Das Kedoshim and the Sefer Migdash Mema'at, as quoted by Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, the Chashukei Chemed, that in such a case it does not take away from the shear unless it reaches up until the ceiling. But if you have an aron that reaches within 10 tvachim of the ceiling,
do we say that it's memayit from the shear of mezuzah? Says the Marsham, I'll bring you a raya from our Gemara. What did we see? We saw that those things that are added to a karpef that are normal for the karpef and have usage in the karpef. For example, the Gemara had also said, if you dig a bore inside, so in such a case as well, since it's normal for a karpef to have a bore, it doesn't take away from the amount. Whatever is normal for the tashmish of the gina is not memayet the shear. For that reason, even though on the floor you can no longer measure 4x4, and in the airspace you no longer have 4x4, but if it's there for shimush of that area, then in such a case it's not memayet. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein has a fascinating pilpul on this Shuvas Marsham, but what you could take a look on our daf in the Chashuche Chemed. Bottom line is what emerges from our sugya is that anything that's normally devoted for shimush to that particular area doesn't take away from the shear, as we see in regards to the trees not making the karpef any smaller. And as well, the Marsham says the same halacha would apply to Hilchos Mezuzah. Because there are some poskim that have certain questions on this, maybe one would not make a bracha, but it seems that one, l'chatchila, should put up a mezuzah in such an instance, in such a room.